Mark Latham and I were talking on TV on, what is it, Tuesday night, about the things that won't be discussed in an election campaign. We're calling them, Mark's words, actually, observable truths. Observable truths. The things that won't be talked about. Will this be talked about? I've been talking about it for ages. Our foreign debt, public and private, is now more than $1 trillion. Now, just translate this, if you heard news like this in relation to your household. You got the bank statement, and you looked at it. You thought, God, strike me pink. How am I ever going to get on top of this? Trillion. That's five times bigger than when John Howard's debt trucks warned of disaster during the 1996 election campaign. Net, public and private debt owed to foreigners. Now, jumped almost 7% last year. What happens if these people sort of call in the dough? Jumped 7% last year to more than $1 trillion. That's equivalent to more than 60% of GDP, Australia's highest debt-to-GDP ratio since World War II. $250 billion of the $1 trillion is public sector debt. That's Queensland's got 80 of it. New South Wales are doing not too badly, actually. And the Commonwealth, well, you know, for God's sake, everywhere, coming out of their ears. $750 billion is private debt, but a lot of that's household debt. Now, Australian government debt has risen from zero in 2008. Costello says, debt-free, we've got no debt. Now it's 15% of GDP. According to the ratings agency Standard & Poor's, Australia's foreign debt is more than twice the size of its income from exports. It's the third worst debt-to-earnings ratio in the world, behind Greece and the United States. And Australia is also spending 5.6% of income it earns from exports on interest payments, which is a greater proportion than any advanced country apart from Spain. Spain, of course, went down this road of renewable energy, and they've said everything broke. Energy prices going through the roof. And they're broke. Standard & Poor's and Moody's are yet to formally warn the Australian government that Australia's AAA credit rating could be in danger. But it's easy to see where the analyses are heading. If our credit rating is downgraded, we'll be paying a lot more than 5.6% of our export income on interest. Should something be done? Could we just have a debate about it? They're having a debate, a community debate tomorrow. Bill Shorten and Malcolm Turnbull, I bet you this won't be raised, because they're both guilty as hell. This won't even be raised. And the moderator won't raise it, because you've got to do some homework to get on top of it. It all starts with out-of-control government spending.